It's September 28th right now. It just turned September 28th. It's 12:22 a.m. and life is passing by really fast. It's hard to believe I'm in Dubai right now, and I've been here for quite some time right now. I moved to the Rove. I moved from Kuwait to the Rove Hotel in Dubai through the advice of my older brother Yusuf. And it's been a wonderful experience. And being here at the Wolf has been amazing. But I'm trying to contemplate some of the changes that have happened in my life. So many changes have happened. And it's been such a phase of transition. I'm trying to remember back in the day when I was in Denver. Honestly, and I was contemplating being in Kuwait or being in Dubai and what that entailed. It entailed something different than what it actually turned out to be. But I'm glad. I'm glad that this is part of my personality, that I endeavor and I seek out answers. I seek out answers from the universe. You know, the universe dances with me, and I try to dance in the same way. I try to dance along. That's what I've been doing. I've been trying to dance with the universe. There's a tune that is playing, and I'm just trying to dance to that tune. I'm trying to not go against it. I'm on that pathway of discovery. I'm endeavoring. I'm seeking out deep answers. And this is why no matter what happens to me in my life, no matter what progress I make in my business endeavors, I'm satisfied. This is what I discover in the end. I'm fucking satisfied. I'm fully satisfied. Because there's so much that I've learned about human nature. So many different people that I've met. So many people that I've interacted with deeply. And I've been very studious. Sure, my business endeavors haven't really taken off. But I've been really fucking studious. I've been learning. I've been observing. And that means a lot. That takes effort. Consistent effort. Difficult effort. You really have to squeeze all of your brain power to do what I've been doing. It's exhausting sometimes. Because, you know, sometimes I feel like, well, people tell me, Zaid, you should just focus on one thing. Well, guess what? I'm focusing on one thing. I'm focusing on this adventure of discovery when it comes to human nature. This also, not only when it comes to others, but also self-awareness. This search for enlightenment, for a deeper sense of self-awareness, self-realization. And that takes a lot of effort. That's been taking almost all of my fucking time. And I love it. And I say this over and over again in my journals. I just want enough money to meet my expenses so that I can keep doing what I'm doing. Meeting new people. Being in different environments. Learning. I just want to learn. My biggest fear is that I'm running out of time, and that by the time that I get the aha moment, I wouldn't be able to act on it. That's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that I'm running out of time, or that by the time that I come to a deeper sense of awareness, I wouldn't have time to implement it in any way, if that makes any sense. We never know how much time we have on this earth. And I try to abide by my old philosophy, the philosophy of 2210. You know, live honestly, be truthful. live in the search, in the enduring search for a heightened sense of self-awareness. Find yourself, Zaid, as cliche as it sounds. Don't give up. It's not hyperbole. It's not an exaggeration. You need to find yourself. You need to find yourself. You need to look for yourself. What do you want out of this life? What does it mean to become successful in business? What does it mean, Zaid? How will you try to retain all the experiences of the past? How will you try to remember those experiences accurately and without confabulation, with exactness? What are you doing? Because that's number one thing for me. More important than any of my business endeavors is for me to record my life, to record my experiences, to share with the future generations, and to share with the future version of myself. And honestly, in that aspect, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. I really don't feel like I'm doing enough to retain those memories in exactness or near exactness without too much confabulation or distortion. I need to work harder. I need to focus. I need to focus on what's important. And I know what's important. What's important is not my business endeavors. It's not material wealth or success. It's that really abstract want to record things and to try to record things accurately. Think about 22108. Think about that time with Tita. Tita used to come every fucking summer. Every summer. And now it's such a distant memory. Remember that time, Zaid, please. Remember that time. Please remember Tita. Please remember 22:10. Please remember the summers. Please remember the adventures. Oh my god, the fucking best time of my life. I love my grandma. I love 22:10. And I love the year 2014. I also love the year 2013 and 15. Phenomenal years. Years of passion and intensity. How can you forget, Zaid? Then there's this another side to the whole discussion. I forget because it's the dictation of nature. Nature is making me forget. It's forceful. If I had a choice in the matter, I would choose obviously to not forget, to remember everything fully. But nature, the way I'm created to forget. I'm created to fucking forget. And I'm trying to go against nature. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe that's a massive problem. Not maybe, probably. Well, maybe and probably. The probability is against me. The math is not on my side. I'm trying to go against nature by remembering things fully. Please remember, Zaid. Do whatever you can to remember. What does it mean to have money? I've seen money in my life. I've seen more money than most people in the world. More than 99.9% of the human beings alive. But what does that mean? Dig deeper. What does it mean? What's the end goal?